Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Het, Mishnah Gimel. Somebody becomes a Ben Sorer Umore if they steal and take that money to buy meat and wine. It depends on the context of how they stole it, where they stole it from, where they ate the meat and the wine, where all that went down. That affects if somebody is going to be considered a Ben Sorer Umore. Mishnah says, Ganav Mishel Aviv ve'achal b'rishut Aviv. If he stole money from his father and then bought meat and wine with it, and then ate it also in his father's property, or another case, Mishel Aharim ve'achal b'rishut Aharim. If he stole money from other people and he bought meat and wine with it, and he ate that meat and wine on some other property, or Mishel Aharim ve'achal b'rishut Aviv, or he stole money from others, bought meat and wine with it, and consumed that meat and wine on his father's property. In all of these cases, ena naase ben sorer umore. He's not considered to be a ben sorer umore. Ad shi gnov mishel aviv, veyochal birshut aharim. Unless he steals from his father, buys meat and wine with that money, and then eats the meat and drinks the wine on the property of somebody else. What we're really saying over here is, we're putting this kid to death because he's going down a very bad track in life of pleasure, of self-indulgence, and he's going to just continue down that road and eventually get to a point where he murders to support his habit. So what we're saying over here in this Mishnah is to be a Ben Sorer Umore, it has to be done a certain way where you steal firstly from your father. If you steal from your father, that's the easiest way to get it done. A person's in his father's house, he's around, he's always there. So that's the easiest way for him to do it, as opposed to stealing from others, where that's more difficult and he may not continue down that difficult path. But he's going to the easy path of stealing from his father. And then even the eating has to be done on somebody else's property. If it's being done on somebody else's property, he doesn't have that fear of his father catching him. So that's also easier to eat elsewhere, away from his father, where his father doesn't see that he's drinking the wine and eating the meat. That's considered to be an easier situation, where he doesn't have that fear within him. So that's how he becomes a Ben Sorer Umore, steals from his father, buys meat, and then eats that meat and drinks that wine on a different property. Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad shi gnov mishel aviv u'mishel imo, adds in Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Yehuda. Not only does he have to steal from his father in order to be a Ben Sorer Umore, but like we learn out from the actual Pasuk, it says that he violated both his mother and his father. So says this opinion that he doesn't just, it can't be that he just stole from his father, but he has to steal from his mother as well.